This morning's music is just an album of quiet piano tunes. It's an album that I've had for quite a while, but I haven't really listened to, so we'll find out where it goes. Please make yourself comfortable in whatever way feels comfortable for you when you meditate. This will be a short meditation this morning. So take a couple of deep breaths. Maybe sometimes I like to shake my shoulders a little bit, shake my back a little bit. And then close your eyes. And you can place your attention on the music, or you can place your attention on the heart, or of course you can place your attention on awareness. The intent here is to place your attention on something that quiets you. And by you in this sentence, I mean the mind. Let your breathing be natural. Sometimes our days are filled with a lot to do. For some of us, always our days are filled with a lot to do. But right now, none of that needs to be done. So just let everything kind of settle within you. Instead of whirling around, let it just kind of fall to the ground and rest there. There is nothing to be done now except to be still. For some people, meditation is like a break from a hectic lifestyle where they attempt to regain some sort of sanity so that they can go back into that busyness and not go crazy, not lose it on someone. But that isn't really the reason for our meditation. The purpose of our meditation is to realize that the one who would go crazy, the one who would feel stressed by a hectic life, the one who might lose it on someone, is just an illusion, actually just ideas. And our true self a very still, very open presence. The purpose of our meditation is to realize the difference between what we are and what we are not. So that we can begin to spend more time with what we are and much less time being fooled by what we are not. In order to notice this, your mind cannot be overoccupied, or most especially your attention cannot be overoccupied by thoughts in the mind about what it calls your life. As long as the attention is caught up with thoughts about, quote, your life, you'll continue to be fooled by those thoughts, thinking that is what you are. If you're to get even a glimpse of your true self, your attention needs to be placed with something quieter, like this music. Like the sound of birds out the window. Like the open heart. Or like awareness. For some, even noticing the breath can be helpful. It's also helpful to make a decision. Decision within yourself to be content with quiet. Happily content with quiet. This will make it easier for your attention to linger there. Happily content with quiet. Thank you. this stage of the meditation that we're in now, where we're placing our attention with some type of symbol, the music or the heart or the breath, for example, some type of symbol of quiet, is merely a preparation, like the warm-up part of a physical exercise. But we want to take full advantage of this preparation because it most definitely prepares us for the next step in the meditation. So if you find that your mind is drifting from your symbol of quiet and back into thought, you can remember two things. One, remember your decision to be happily content with quiet. But maybe more importantly, remember your desire to know your true self, to not be fooled by a hectic, false self anymore. And then return your attention to your symbol of quiet, the music, the open heart, the breath, and just stay there as you prepare yourself for our next step. I've discovered lately that when I prepare myself for the step that we're about to take, a bit of fear arises in my heart. That's because something within me that's resistant to this next step knows where I'm going. But I've already learned that fear is nothing. And in fact, when one just allows the fear to be, one notices the fear is nothing but sensations. One can just breathe slowly. One can just allow. One can even learn to be happily content with these sensations that we call fear. But if one truly wants another look at the true self this morning, there's no way that fear can be an obstacle. There's no way what I have to do next can be an obstacle. There's no way the memory of a conversation that I had last night can be an obstacle. Nothing can be an obstacle when I'm falling in love with my true self. Because all I really want is to be with that beloved again today. To get a deeper taste of my true self. And I long for the day when it won't just be a temporary taste each morning, but when it becomes a permanent, ongoing experience of truth without lapse back into the false. And so because I want this so deeply and so dearly, nothing is a distraction. Not even the fear that comes every day first. So just being with the quiet. Decision is fully made. I am ready to take the steps to begin to transition. And so with my attention on my symbol of quiet, itself, but that I have chosen the music, or the open heart, or the breath, or something similar. I now begin to move into awareness by noticing I am aware of that symbol. This is a very gentle, resting type of noticing. Thinking is not at all needed for this. It's such a simple fact, noticing that I am aware of the notes or the sensations in the open heart or the fearful heart or the rise and fall of the breath. Such a simple fact, and yet often overlooked. But now in this time of quiet, I have time to notice that I am aware. And I have time to place my attention with awareness. Placing attention with awareness is an interesting exercise, because we're so used to placing our attention with something more solid, an object of some sort. When we place our attention with awareness, it's placing attention with this open, present aliveness that has no solidness to it at all. And yet it encompasses and allows everything. another interesting thing about placing our attention with awareness. Is that when we place our attention with awareness, it's very clear that I'm also placing my attention with what I am. It's very clear that I can't in any way separate myself from this open, alive awareness. Also very clear that this open, alive awareness is present, always still, always here, always now. It's the objects that come and go, arise and fall, appear and disappear. But this awareness that I am doesn't change. It can be helpful to focus on the qualities of awareness one at a time in order to get a good taste of awareness this morning. And so the first quality that we will focus on now is its openness. The mind has a tendency to block some things out, like, I don't want to see that, and to allow other things in. But notice awareness doesn't do that. Notice awareness is like an open doorway. It allows everything to come in. By kind of focusing on an imaginary space, allowing this music and then turn your attention from that imaginary space to awareness. You see that awareness is doing the same thing. Notice how the music just dances in the openness of awareness. Instead of focusing on the music, though, focus on that openness. Focus on that quality of openness that is natural for awareness. If you're really looking at awareness instead of the mind, you may notice there's nothing in awareness that can close down. There's nothing in awareness that can block the sound. There's nothing in awareness that can say no. fact, it's awareness that allows the mind to say no. But awareness itself is perpetually open. Focus on that open quality of awareness. Another quality of awareness that we will focus on before we go today is the quality of stillness. By stillness, I don't really mean no sound, although awareness itself makes no sound, and you can see that clearly. By stillness, I mean that awareness is always here. It doesn't come and go. The music, like all objects, even like thoughts, the music can come and go. Can be no music. And then there can be music. And there can be no music. And then there can be music. As the music comes and goes, just like thoughts come and go, and emotions come and go, notice the stillness of awareness. Keep your attention on the non-changing stillness, the continuing presence of awareness. Pay attention to that quality. Notice it does not come and go. It stays the same. Stay focused on the stillness of awareness. Also notice that you cannot separate yourself from that stillness. Notice that still, ongoing presence is what you are. And with that, I think it is time for us to end our meditation today. If you're staying here in the sanctuary, something else is about to happen. Someone else is going to take the mic. But notice the openness of awareness and the stillness of awareness. It never changes. It never leaves. And notice that even though the mind may claim to be you, notice the mind itself comes and goes. What is closest, what is most intimate, what is most definitely you, is this awareness that you got a taste of this morning. Thank you, everyone, for joining me for meditation.